Hello and welcome to the Organist Encores. Now, before we move on to our star organist slot, which this month comes from the archives, I thought it would be appropriate to make a quick announcement. Now, 99% of all cinema organ events have been cancelled in this country and, in fact, around the world due to the coronavirus. And those that have not yet been cancelled, I'm sure, will be. My thoughts at this stage go out to all of the musicians out there that do this as a full-time job. There are a couple of organists who see the cinema organ as part-time, but a huge number of you really are suffering as a result of having all of the concerts cancelled. So, firstly, my thoughts go out to you, and secondly, to, of course, the audience, most of which will now be sat at home twiddling their thumbs, wondering what to do. In response to this, what I've decided to do is that every Monday until all of this blows over, there shall be an additional show called The Pandemic Prescription. This will be presented by yours truly and will be just like every other show, but it'll be a mixed bag of stuff, obviously featuring artists that are alive, so that you're not missing out on the music. So that will go out on a Monday, alongside our usual weekly slot on a Thursday. I've been condemned to work from home, so I've got a little bit of flexibility to work on this type of thing, but nonetheless, I do hope that you will appreciate the additional music once a week. But without further ado, let's hand over to our star organist this week from the archives, Bobby Pagan.
Pagan Love Song, and with it, Bobby Pagan, that's me, at the Wurlitzer in the ABC Cinema, Richmond. May I begin with a promise that there will be no mention of my wife, my family, my tomatoes, my neighbour's tomatoes, nor anything that is his. And so to the first item, which is a bit of a name drop involving Tommy Steele, Cliff Richard, Charles Chaplin, and others, starting off with half a sixpence.
Thank you.
enough, I think. And here another character, not so well known this time because he's all my own work, dedicated to the last hope of our licensed victuallers. Here comes the local yokel. That was Edward Rubach's catchy little waltz called Sleepless Nights. Now we have some more characters coming up. Pedro from Palamos, the Whistling Boy, Diane, and Nola.
Thank you.
Just a word about Diane. I first met her in one of the last great silent films in 1927 when these fabulous organs accompanied the second feature, long after the tinkling piano had gone out. Which brings me to the final item, giving you an impression of the capers we used to get up to following the screen capers of Chaplin, Sid Chaplin, Harold Lloyd, Buster Keaton, and so on. I call this item Soundtrack from a Silent Film, and I warn you, anything may happen. That last little piece, such music as there was in that effort, was written for orchestras to play for films, silent films, as long ago as 1915, and it's called Cheer-O, which goes for me too. But one parting thought. Don't take your wife for granted. Take her to the pictures. Goodbye.
I've mentioned before on other archive shows that BBC broadcasts in the late 60s generally ran to about 22 to 25 minutes long, so we've got a little bit of time in hand to squeeze in some extra material. And the extra material this month comes from a broadcast a couple of years later in 1971 on BBC Radio Brighton, seeing Bobby at a Hammond organ. Now, the quality isn't that good, and I think that it was in the very early days of BBC Radio Brighton's independence. But nonetheless, I thought that we would hear the opening few selections from that broadcast.
Pagan Love Song, and at your service for 30 minutes, Bobby Pagan. Now, it seems an awful lot of nostalgia is flying about these days, so I'm going to indulge some of my own, starting with the Donkey Serenade, and then some of the great tunes by Cole Porter. Thank you.